For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, America. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here across these United States of America. The phone number is 877-973-7425. I want to play you some audio. This was on Meet the Press with Steve Kornacki diving into presidential polling.
Put this in some context here. These are other recent presidents at this point in their re-election campaigns. Where were their approval ratings? Again, you see Biden's 42%. One thing that jumps out, they were all higher than Joe Biden. The other thing, the two presidents on this list who did not win re-election, of course, Donald Trump 4 years ago, he was at 46%. And back in 1992, George H.W. Bush, he was at 43%. Biden below both of those. The last time Biden's been at this level, 46%. You got to go back to the start of 2023. The last time he was higher than that, you got to go back to the summer of 2021, his first year as president. So Biden has some work to do on that front.
Yes. Politically, things aren't working out so well for Joe Biden right now. And what he has had has been disarray on the Republican side. This is Byron Donalds on CNBC.
Will Speaker Johnson be able to survive the? I don't know what I would say long term, but you know that means till the weekend in the House these days. You were almost. I think your name was thrown in there. You don't want it. Why would anyone want it at this point? But you think Speaker Johnson survives all this, Congressman?
I do. I think cooler heads are going to prevail on Capitol Hill. It's been a very contentious time period, especially over the last month or so, but definitely over the last 6 to 8 months. But I think Speaker Johnson's going to remain. Look, we're going to finish out this Congress, and then everybody's going to kind of take a beat, go campaign, figure out how the elections shake out, and then go on from there.
Look, Republicans have some problems. It's true. And the media loves to highlight the Republican problems. But we just spent a massive, massive Republicans in disarray news cycle over Ukraine votes. And the fact is, the economy matters greatly. This is ABC 10 out of California covering the situation with Bidenomics.
A new survey finds nearly one in three households in Yolo County struggles to even access food.
Many other food banks in our region are struggling now due to a downturn in donations and, of course, higher food costs. So the report reveals certain populations like rural areas and Black and Latino households are hit the hardest. The report also finds nearly 53% of households in Yolo County work in the agricultural industry and are still food insecure. Experts say the root cause of food insecurity is related to poverty. The U.S. Census Bureau says California has the highest poverty rate in the U.S. at 13%.
Way to go, Gavin Newsom. It's a problem. Now, here's Como News out in Seattle.
According to Gas Buddy, gas prices in Seattle are up 4 cents per gallon from last week. for $4, and it's an average of $4.79 a gallon. Prices in Seattle are 23 cents per gallon higher than a month ago, 11 cents higher than a year ago. In Tacoma, gas is down 5 cents for an average of $4.61 a gallon. In Yakima, gas is up 5 cents for an average of $4.43 a gallon. The national average price of gas is up 4 cents per gallon from last week and 10 cents per gallon from a month ago. The national average is $3.64.
Gas prices are going up. It's a problem. Look, this is a major news coverage around the country. Here's one more news channel on this.
Gas prices are on the rise in western New York this morning. AAA reports a pretty big jump at the pump. The average price of a gallon of gas in the Buffalo Niagara Falls region today is $3.56. That's up 11 cents from last week and 26 cents from last month. The average price in March was $3.35. The state average right now is $3.69.
Gas prices on the rise. People are struggling to put food on the table. It's called food insecurity. The media calls it Joe Biden's popularity. It's not good. A little more from Steve Kornacki from Meet the Press yesterday.
We talk about the erosion for Biden, and now you start to see it. Look at these numbers. Trump advantages on all of these traits.
And I stop here because competent and effective, that was President Biden's, the crux of his campaign pitch back in 2020.
Now, let me pause again and give you the numbers that Kristen Welker, she's floored by. Who is competent and effective? 47% say Trump, only 36% say Biden. But wait, who has a strong record as president? 46 say Trump, only 39 say Biden.
And we actually polled this question in 2020, and it was basically the exact opposite. It was Biden with about a 10-point advantage over Trump. And again, same with handling a crisis. Biden had the edge over Trump. And how about this? It's the former president, the current president. We don't really see matchups like this. Well, now we can measure it. Who has the strong record as president? And again, Trump outpacing Biden on that front. And again, you got to mention this one, too. Necessary mental and physical health. We asked this 4 years ago. It was a wash. It's now a clear liability for Joe Biden. So these are all troubling numbers for Biden.
All troubling numbers. So they didn't give you the percentages there. Necessary mental, physical health to be president of the United States. Which candidate is better with the necessary mental, physical health? 45% Trump, 26% Joe Biden. But I told you about gas prices. And I told you about food insecurity. The costs of living. According to the latest NBC News poll, which candidate is better at dealing with inflation and cost of living? 52% Donald Trump, 30% Joe Biden. This one is notable because it has Donald Trump over 50%. All the others have Trump in the 40s, Biden in the 30s or the 20s on mental health. But this one is actually Donald Trump is over 50%. Donald Trump is at 52% dealing with inflation and the cost of living. That's a really big deal. That's a really big deal in this polling. It's very telling in this polling that Donald Trump reigns supreme over Joe Biden on so many of these issues. Who's mentally fit and physically fit to be president? Donald Trump wins. Who's better at dealing with inflation? Donald Trump wins. Who's competent? Donald Trump wins. Whose administration have you benefited from more? Donald Trump wins. All of these should be terrible, terrible, terrifying warning signs for the Democrats. And yet, because they're all convinced they hate Donald Trump so much, you must as well. And they have tried to manufacture external events to get Donald Trump thrown in jail. So I don't know that I should play this for you. You could go to Instagram and you can see it. If you go to Instagram.com/EW Erickson, or better yet, if you text Eric, E-R-I-C-K, to 33777, you'll get the link to my Instagram. My son, my 15-year-old son, for 10 of my son's 15 years, he has vehemently opposed me putting his picture, image, or likeness of any way, shape, or form on the internet. He does not want me to put him on the internet to save his life. My son is concerned because he's been recognized in public in the past as my kid. I had some woman freak out and run screaming towards us, and it was good, not bad. She was a fan, but it scared him to death. He was little, and he's like, no, I don't want my picture, no. And just was very adamant, never put his picture on the internet, so I didn't. My son wants to be a comedian. He wants to be an architect and he wants to be a comedian. Looking at Auburn for architecture. He's watching Shane Gillis and Nate Bargatze for comedy. He wants to be a comedian. And he's figured out the Donald Trump impression. He's working on it. He's working hard on his Donald Trump impression. And he says, Dad, it doesn't actually matter how you sound. It's if you do your hands in certain ways, if you stretch it out like the OK symbol and you stretch out and you talk a little bit like Donald Trump and you drag out some syllables, says, that's Donald Trump. It's all about style, not really how you say it. So this weekend, after being down in Florida touring stations, I get home and my son's like, Dad, can you take me to your office? I want to film a video. Since Donald Trump can't respond to the indictment to the lawsuit because he's under the gag order, I want to do Donald Trump's response. And will you let me do Donald Trump's response for him? And you can put it on social media for me. It's like, I don't know if that's a good idea. But his mom was like, yeah, look, he's never wanted you to put him on social media before. Put him on social media. But turn off the comments. So if you follow me on Instagram, you saw the video we put together. Well, what the heck? I might as well play this for you. But there's a key point in me playing this. Whether you think my son does a good impression of Donald Trump or not, this is my 15-year-old doing his Donald Trump impression.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is I, Donald Trump. Best president in America. I cannot talk about how the trial is going, but I will, because I'm not actually Trump. So anyway, the judge out to get me. The judge hates me. Judge is trying to jail me, because he can't beat me. Jury's out to get me. I love the jury. I love the jury. I would never bribe anyone, especially not the jury, especially after what I'm here for, which I didn't do. I would never do that, and this was for a good reason. And if it was for a good reason, it would be to take down Sleepy Joe. Good night, America.
Okay, whether you like his impression of Donald Trump or not, my 15-year-old picks up on the fact that they can't beat me, so they want to jail me. Now, if you're a regular listener of this program and you know anything about my family, my wife and kids are not exactly in the we like Donald Trump camp. Why? Because we had Trump supporters show up at our house to threaten us, among other things. My kids were beat up at school by Trump-supporting family kids because I didn't support Trump in 2016. And they made sure to tell my kids that's why they're about to get their butt kicked. Not exactly a Trump fans at my house. Given what happened, you can at least understand that. And even my 15-year-old son, who's not a Trump fan, recognizes that they're trying to jail me because they can't beat me. That's the way this comes across. They're trying to jail me because they can't beat me. They can't when his polling is so much better than Joe Biden's on who's better for the country, who's better at inflation, who's more mentally competent, who's more physically competent, whose administration was better, whose administration did you benefit from, who's better at handling a crisis. All of this data from NBC, not exactly an outlet known for being sympathetic to the right. In all of these polls from all of these groups, Donald Trump beats Joe Biden. And you can look at the national polls and you can look at the national polls narrowing. And I told you when Donald Trump was running for office and he was in a primary that this was going to happen. The polls were going to narrow and Joe Biden might even get ahead. But what matters is the Electoral College. What matters is that Donald Trump leads Joe Biden by 22 points on the issue of who's best at dealing with inflation and the cost of living. But wait, it's not just MSNBC. Here's CNN.
This is viewed favorably across Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. In the 2020 exit polls, what do we see? 50% of voters view Joe Biden on average favorably in those states, compared to just 45% for Donald Trump. Look at the Joe Biden trend line where he is now. Joe Biden is far less like than he was 4 years ago. Just 43% of voters now view Joe Biden favorably in these states. And Donald Trump, despite everything that has happened, is actually slightly more liked, 47% favorable rating. So this isn't just a lesser of two evils that's going on. The fact is that Donald Trump is, in fact, better liked than he was 4 years ago and is better liked than Joe Biden is right now in these battleground states. It's pretty gosh darn clear.
It's pretty gosh darn clear. Pennsylvania,
Wisconsin.
Stop. It's pretty gosh darn clear. That's a warning sign for the Democrats. When even my 15-year-old recognizes what's going on with this trial, you can't jail him, so you want to beat him, or you can't beat him, so you want to jail him, because Donald Trump is now more likable than Joe Biden, despite all of the best media efforts to vilify the guy. Maybe the Democrats should be asking themselves what's going on and why, except they don't have any answers in their bubble because they all hate him.
You're listening to The Eric Erickson Show, the perfect blend of news, analysis, opinion, and cooking. Yeah, cooking. Want to be on the show? Come on, be on the show. Call Eric now at 877-973-7425.
Hi there, welcome. It is Eric Erickson here. The phone number is 877-973-7425. Should you wish to be on the program, I am happy to have your phone calls. Red Lobster is eyeing bankruptcy. Okay, this is actually kind of funny to me. So when I was a kid, my dad loved to go eat at Red Lobster. Now, let's be honest here. Their cheddar biscuits are pretty awesome, but my wife knows how to make them. She never makes them for me. She only makes them for her Christian nephew, Uri, because he's a favorite. But that's another story altogether. My wife, her favorite nephew, his name, we call him Uri. He loves her cheddar biscuits that are like Red Lobster's. She makes them for him. Whenever he wants. Not bitter. Not jealous. No. Red Lobster, though. My dad, we would eat there when we were kids. Oh, I hated Red Lobster. I like shrimp, but I'm not a big seafood guy. I like shrimp. I do like crab and other stuff. I like crab cakes. Don't like fish. I'm not a big fish eater. Red Lobster is in financial hot water because of the shrimp. Their endless shrimp promotion has driven them to the verge of bankruptcy. The law firm King & Spalding is recommending that they file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy to allow them to restructure their debts. This is the quote. This is from ABC 7 in New York. Quote, last year, Red Lobster reported $11 million in operating losses following its flubbed endless shrimp deal, an ultimate endless shrimp deal, which backfired when it reeled in too many customers after the limited time promo because a became a permanent menu fixture last June. The restaurant chain later claimed $12.5 million in losses in the fourth quarter of 2023. Wow. $12.5 million in losses because too many people wanted the ultimate endless shrimp. Maybe they needed people with better business skills running the shop because a lot of people love them some shrimp. Now, I love stamps.com, and you will too once you start using them. In fact, I got a pile of packages I got to send out this afternoon, and they're coming to pick them up. UPS is. Why? Because I did them with stamps.com. You can too. You go to stamps.com, you click the microphone, you put in my name, Eric, E-R-I-C-K, and you start shipping and saving today. You get up to 89% off UPS and post office rates with stamps.com. You can find the cheapest options and the fastest options for shipment. You ship them out with stamps.com. Out they go. They come to your office. You never stand in line. Not only that, right now, if you go to stamps.com, you click on microphone and you put in Eric, you get a free digital scale. You get some free postage, and you don't have a long-term contract to sign. You can cancel at any time. I've used stamps.com on and off for 20 years. It has saved me a lot of hassle as a small business owner, being able to ship packages and to not have to go stand in line. I just arrange pickup at my office, and they come to me. They get my packages, and they ship them out. Stamps.com. Click the mic, put in Eric, E-R-I-C-K. You get shipping and saving today with Stamps.com. So convenient and no contract to sign.
smart, fearless, and occasionally funny. You're listening to The Eric Erickson Show.
Greetings, conversationalists. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson. The phone number, 877-973-7425. Should you wish to be on the program, very happy to have you. As always, text Eric, E-R-I-C-K, to 33777. And you can get the podcast, the live stream, the show notes, all the social media links, YouTube and the like. Well, she has reared her head. She's back. She's back. I'm not even going to tell you who. Sat down for an interview with Al Sharpton.
We have to remember that every victory, built into every victory, are the seeds of defeat. But also built into every defeat are the seeds of victory. We have seen victory, but we cannot rest on that victory and think that it is impermeable and impervious to harm. What we know is that the attack on diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, is an attack on democracy, it's an attack on education, it's an attack on how our economy works. Because what Reverend Warnock and John Ossoff, what Senator Ossoff and Senator Warnock represent, are pathways to the American dream. They are proof points. And those proof points scare those who want this world to be more narrow and more restrictive. And so we have to recognize that our opportunity to hold to those successes requires our constant attention, our constant tending. You know, voting is not magic. Voting is medicine. But it also means that it's a constant engagement, that we can't have a moment of success. We have to keep working constantly at moving ourselves forward.
Oh, good Lord. Yes, that is Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams, the president of Earth and governor of Georgia, has come forward to denounce attacks on DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, saying attacks on DEI are an attack on democracy itself. This is a woman who refused to concede and who had people like Hillary Clinton say she actually was the winner in 2022. Remember, Republicans aren't allowed to question the outcome of elections, but Democrats not only are, they're treated as legitimate by other members of the media. I have said all along, you would not have had the outcome of 2020 with people questioning the election if you didn't have so many Democrats questioning the outcome of 2016, claiming the Russians stole it, and 2018 with Stacey Abrams. They went to bat for her, a liar, and she's finally rearing her head to declare DEI is a good thing. Given her track record, it must be on the verge of defeat. Notable, she's going on to Al Sharpton's show to do this. But it's not just her who's reared her head. Guess who's back as well? None other than the boogie monster herself.
Because Putin does what he would like to do: kill his opposition, imprison his opposition, drive, you know, journalists and others into exile, rule without any check or balance. That's what Trump really wants. And so we have to be very conscious of how he sees the world, because in that world, he only sees strongmen leaders. He sees Putin, he sees Xi, he sees Kim Jong-un in North Korea. Those are the people he is modeling himself after.
Really? Really? It's amazing, these people that they get on these shows, and I don't know what show she was on, she was in some interview, and they just say this stuff. They don't really believe this stuff. At least I don't think Hillary Clinton believes this about Donald Trump. She didn't like him, but it's nonsensical for her to say it. That Donald Trump, he would really like to kill the people who are criticizing him. Donald Trump would really like to do this. Listen, Hillary Clinton, of all people, should not be suggesting someone wants to kill other people. I mean, it is an entire meme whenever a plane crashes or something disappears or someone dies accidentally. A meme cropped up that I have information that will lead to the arrest of Hillary Clinton. Queen Elizabeth II herself. Pictures cropped up of her after her death holding up a sign saying, I have information that will lead to the arrest of Hillary Clinton. All memes, all jokes. Really, Hillary Clinton, though, you're going to say this about Donald Trump? They have internalized this nonsense, and some of them actually do believe it. It's just, these aren't serious people. They think they are serious. They are confused with serious people because the media gives Democrats who say these things the benefit of the doubt. They give Stacey Abrams. Hillary Clinton, of course, suggested that Stacey Abrams was the legitimate governor of Georgia and had actually won the election in 2018. They seed these nonsensical stories. They lie. The media allows them to get away with it in a way that Donald Trump's not allowed. Donald Trump gets prosecuted for denying the election, and they get on TV, welcomed and embraced on television for their lies. Part of the issue here is how out to lunch these people are. They're talking to themselves. And I got real concerns about the right. So, for example, let me pick on my own side for a minute here. Charlie was telling me a couple of callers called in attacking me on the Ukraine stuff and funding Ukraine and that why should we fund Ukraine? Why should we spend more than Europe? I know there are people on the right who tell you this stuff, just as Hillary Clinton and Stacey Abrams say their stuff on the left. It's actually a lie. Europe has actually appropriated more funds to Ukraine than the United States. Anyone on the right telling you otherwise is actually lying to you. Some of you will want to believe the lie because it's what you want to believe, just as Stacey Abrams and Hillary Clinton will believe that lie. All of us are in postmodern times. All of us are dealing with critical theorists who believe the world is arranged in some intersectional way that we have oppressors and oppressed and we have victims and victimizers. And on the right, they're the opposite of the left. People want to tell you your truth and their truth, not the actual truth. And then you want to believe what you want to believe. And it doesn't matter the evidence. It doesn't matter the data. You'll question the underlying sources just so you don't have to change your mind on stuff. It's no different than a Stacey Abrams or a Hillary Clinton. The people are at war with the truth. So I have a cup for my show. We send it to program directors. On one side, it has my logo. And on the other side, it says truth matters most with a period at the end. Truth matters most. Not your truth, not my truth, truth. I'm reminded of the Catherine Mayer audio from the other day about truth. You have your truth. I have my truth. The person next to you has their truth. But if their truth is a lie, it's a lie. It's not true. Some people just want to believe it. And the problem on the left is that they've so embraced themselves in the echo chamber. Let's go back to Hillary Clinton's comments that she believes Donald Trump wants to execute people who disagree with him. There is an entire movement. I am convinced of it. There is an entire movement on the left that is using this sort of language, hoping quietly, privately that Donald Trump eats a bullet. They want someone to take out Donald Trump, because they know the voters will put him back in office and they want to stop him. I think these people are wish-casting violence on Trump. And I would remind you, the last two mass political assassination attempts in this country were from MSNBC viewers. Despite all the talk on the left about violence on the right, the last two people who plotted mass assassinations in this country because of politics were MSNBC viewers. One of them, a big fan of Rachel Maddow. I'm not making that up. Floyd Lee Corkins and James Hodgkinson. You can look them up. They were would-be mass assassins based on political views, and they targeted people on the right, not people on the left. All this lecturing about the violence of people on the right, I think the left is trying to drum up violence against Donald Trump and their rhetoric against him. They say if he gets elected, he'll be a dictator, he'll be an authoritarian, he'll never leave office again. Yes, he will. What they're also saying is subtly they have a great disdain for the American Constitution and its people. They do not believe the Constitution and its people are strong enough to withstand Donald Trump after 4 years. Because they're not. They hold the people and the founding documents in contempt. And so they wish cast violence on Donald Trump, hoping someone stops him, because they can't actually attack the voters. They don't like the voters. They don't trust the voters, but they can't be open about it. So they got to make it about Donald Trump and hope for violence against him. That's what so much of this rhetoric from MSNBC and elsewhere is about Donald Trump. They're hoping he eats a bullet because they don't think they can stop him at the polls, and they want to stop him by any means necessary. To the phones we go. Sheila, you're going to be up next today on the Eric Erickson Show. Welcome, Sheila. How are you?
I am just fine. Prayers for your wife.
Thank you.
Well, you made my point. I just phoned in concluding. I just saw this Hillary Clinton video that looks like the queen of crazy, like had night terrors, woke up in her bedroom and had to just kind of express herself to whoever would run the clip. I do believe, and those are the most vicious words I've heard yet come from her, that suggest exactly your point, is that to your son's point, they want to jail him because they can't beat him at the polls, and they have concluded that they can't beat him, can't beat the voters, so they're going to see if they can instigate a crazy to come after him. So I'm hoping that his Secret Service detail is, you know, as on top of their game as they possibly can be.
Oh, me too. I'm assured they are. I really, Sheila, I hope they are, because you listen to the shrill rhetoric of the left these days. They really have convinced themselves Donald Trump is the authoritarian. What makes it even more dangerous is, remember what Donald Trump's superpower is. You know, I say it that way, and people think I'm being funny and I'm being flippant with it, but I'm actually deadly serious here. When you follow the pattern in practice, Donald Trump's superpower is he makes others behave in the way they claim he behaves. Not the way he actually behaves, but in the way they claim he behaves. If they claim Donald Trump would kill his critics, they would. If they claim Donald Trump would grab hold of power and never give it up, they would. They claim Donald Trump's an authoritarian, they are. It is an ongoing pattern and practice with Donald Trump's critics. The ones who say he's a grifter, well, they actually are. The ones who say he's in it for the money, well, they actually are. The ones who say he's an authoritarian tyrant, they actually are. Donald Trump's superpower is to make the people who hate him claim to behave, Donald Trump's superpower is he makes people behave in the way they claim he behaves. It is remarkable how he lives in their head. You know, Rashida Tlaib was on television this weekend and pretty much admitted if Donald Trump had been convicted in his impeachment trial, he wouldn't be facing these lawsuits. They're only doing it because he got out of the impeachment trial. All of this stuff is retribution. My son, who doesn't like Donald Trump, recognizes that. All the cases. Yeah, I think Donald Trump is in a world of hurt. In the classified documents case? I think so. But also, I think they're coming after him, and not someone like Joe Biden, because it's Donald Trump. That's just the reality. You know, you learn a lot about the vices of the left and also how to overcome those vices from Imprimis, which is a free publication from Hillsdale College. You can subscribe to by going to ericforhillsdale.com, E-R-I-C-K, ericforhillsdale.com. You go to ericforhillsdale.com, you put in your address, and Imprimis will start coming to your mailbox. You will never pay a penny for it. It's part of the educational mission of Hillsdale College. I have been a subscriber since I was in law school. When I was really started giving thought to conservatism and the ideas of the conservative movement when I was in law school, subscribe to Imprimis. It has never disappointed. It comes every month, and it is filled with great wisdom from great conservative leaders who have spoken at Hillsdale College or contributed to Imprimis. You go to ericforhillsdale.com today, E-R-I-C-K, ericforhillsdale.com. You sign up for Imprimis. You can start meditating on movement conservatives and their thoughts, the great leaders, Heather McDonald, Chris Rufo, Larry Arnn, so many more. ericforhillsdale.com. Imprimis is completely free. Go to Eric, E-R-I-C-K, ericforhillsdale.com today. Sign up for it and begin a relationship with Hillsdale College and, well, improve your thinking about the conservative movement and conservative ideas.
He's got the courage to tell you the actual truth, even when it isn't popular. It's the Eric Erickson Show. Join Eric's army of activists. Text ARMY to 33777 now.
Well, it's Earth Day. Did you guys know that Ira Einhorn, the co-founder of Earth Day, was such an environmentalist that he composted the girlfriend he murdered? Yes. Yes. Ira Einhorn started Earth Day April 22nd, 1970 at Fairmount Park in Philadelphia. 7 years later, police raided his apartment and found his composted girlfriend in a trunk. Yeah, the commies, you know, that did it right around, what was it, Lenin's birthday, 2 days after Adolf Hitler's birthday, started Earth Day. It is a commie celebration. I don't celebrate Earth Day. The way I celebrate Earth Day is I ride my SUV around, making sure I put in premium gas. Yeah, the co-founder of Earth Day murdered his girlfriend. They don't really want to talk about that one. It's like, you know, Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa has absolutely nothing to do with African tribes. It was actually founded by a guy who was in prison for violently assaulting a woman. I believe he tied her up and burned her and raped her. And got out of prison and in prison changed his name and claimed that he was putting Kwanzaa around Christmas because that's when the Crips and Bloods are celebrating and wanted to make an African nationalist holiday that had absolutely nothing to do with African nationalism, Africa, or anything else. He just kind of packaged it. I don't actually know anyone who celebrates Kwanzaa, just politicians who mention it. But, man, Earth Day's got them all whipped into a frenzy. You know, Athens, Clark County up there that where they made a sanctuary city and now deny it was a sanctuary city after Ilhan, Jose Ibarra, killed Lakin Riley. They've taken Earth Day off. They've closed county government to celebrate Earth Day, the commies up there. By the way, I should tell you there's a rumor that Jose Ibarra is out of jail. That's not true. It was a poorly written story that was misinterpreted. He's still in prison in Georgia. He is not released. But maybe he could come out as an environmentalist and start an environmental holiday and the left will celebrate him. It is remarkable how many of these violent sociopaths get to develop holidays for the left and they all embrace them. I mean, calendars are designed around liturgies like the Christian holy seasons or, you know, we're headed into Passover. The Jews have a lot of holidays, celebrate a lot of things. We're headed into Passover and they don't get, because of this country's founding and the like, they don't get off like the rest of us. They have to take off themselves if they want. Christmas, we get to close down and things like that. A lot of states used to shut down for like Good Friday. They don't so much anymore. But with Passover, I got asked to fill in for Ben Shapiro, and I'm at a point where I can't fill in for Ben anymore because so many of my stations are opposite him, and so stations asked me not to fill in for Ben anymore. But he is off for Passover, which is a legitimate holiday, unlike Earth Day. It's kind of funny that Earth Day and Passover collide, the holiday created by God Almighty himself versus the holiday created by the creatures who decided that they themselves would be God. Interesting juxtaposition there. Now, on this whole note, I want to wish my Jewish listeners who are going to be tuning out and celebrating Passover a blessed Passover. I don't ever wish a happy Passover to my Jewish friends, given the history of Passover. It is a blessing to be led out of the land of Egypt and the remembrance of that. You know, in seminary, I found history echoes the plight of the Jews out of Egypt and then out of Persia, the return to Israel, and now we have this season of anti-Semitism rising. This too shall pass. God's people will ultimately prevail against the things of the world, but the things of the world do hate the things of God. It's something to meditate on around the Passover table. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.